When it comes to car designs, one of the most iconic cars at all in this world is the Mini. It started as a very, very small car more than 50 years ago, and it has in some way grown. At least it has grown into a newer world. It has been electrified, and now Mini is presented in a quite new and all new version. That means Mini and also the big brother, the Mini Countryman. I'm standing here with Thomas Schuscher from the design department of BMW and Mini in Germany. And I mean, nowadays Mini is just as much German as it is British, I guess. And your origin is not from, you're not from Oxford, you're not from Germany or something like that, I don't know. Anyway, you know a lot about these cars. What's always interests me is how not to design a car, because I can understand that it is very obvious when you are a car designer, you make some drawings and you make some nice lines, but afterwards, then come the reality. You have to put these technical features into this car. What is the process? Is it sometimes so that the technical side is taking over from the outside design, so to say?
You know, in the beginning of the design process, we always define the character of a car, which was in this case, especially for the Cooper, was easy. This is the icon. This is the Mini icon is basically what Mini used to be 60 years ago. It grew out of the heritage of British heritage, but became a global car very soon.
It sounds a little bit limiting.
In a way, it is limiting, but on the other hand, you know where you what you are striving for, right? So our idea was, we had discussed this in the beginning, we decide to call our whole process charismatic simplicity. Charisma of a Mini and the simplicity of the very, very first concept of Sir Alec Isigonis more than 60 years ago. And this charismatic simplicity based basically on reducing the things, fewer, better things, this is how we called it. Reduce so much, as much as you at the end have only iconic details, and on the Mini the iconic details are the front, the face you have to recognize with round lights and the big grille, which is now having a different function but still showing the shape. You have the floating roof, you have the agile proportions, you always recognize the Mini on the short overhangs and the stretched wheelbase, and you have the contrast roof which is floating on the greenhouse, and as soon as you have this element you start to draw.
As in my ears, it sounds a little bit like this history has changed totally, because the very first Mini, there you had four wheels and you put something together, and when you had this basic Mini, then you took a body and put it on this basic technique in some way, and then you shaped the car back in the 60s or was it 50s, something like that.
60.
It was 60s, okay. But now things has changed. Now comes this electrifying process. You also said, yeah, now it's different because the grille has another function nowadays. It may be more a design feature than cooling the system, so to say.
Yeah, obviously, this is much more complex than it used to be in 1959, because you have so many sensors in the car, it has to fulfill so many security expectations. But still, on the other hand, we define the technical base of it. The car isn't longer than the predecessor, it's 386 meter long. And within of this space, we have four wheels in the corners, like you said, like Sir Alec Isigonis drew 65 years ago. And basically, then you add all the layers of the technique. The airbags, the sensors, the electric drivetrain, which is a different story than the predecessor. You have the battery pack in the floor, and this is the basement to start to create the character. But the character, we said, must be the iconic Mini.
So nowadays you start from the outside, and then the topic is the challenge is to put all this technique in. Is it more simple with the electric technique than with the old-fashioned, so to say, the ICE technique?
I wouldn't say it's easier, but you have some different stories. You have a battery pack which is bigger than the tank before. You have to accommodate it, but the front overhang, the whole front of the car is shorter because the drivetrain, the powertrain, is smaller. It's more compact, so we are able to use this to increase the interior space in terms of ergonomics, and then we are basically designing the old features in a very new way, simplifying it, reducing the details, giving away some details. We don't have spats around the wheels, the plastic covers, we don't have the door handles, they are now flush in the door, so we've reduced the amount of details. We don't have the scuttle in the side, and in the rear we have more digital appearance. The Union Jack, which used to be for at least one or two decades in the past, used to be the iconic element in the rear, as soon as the light signature, we've digitalized this, we still have it, describes the shape of the rear lights, but they are now flush in the body, not additional, and this triangly shape, which is derived from the Union Jack, is still there, still visible.
Okay, no, I don't know about the future of the Mini and the Mini Countryman, but I could imagine that maybe at least the Countryman would also sometimes in the future come in some other versions with some sort of electrified slash IC version with maybe a plug-in hybrid, whatever, I don't know. Anyway, when you start doing that, you're basically making a new car from the bottom line. You have the shape, which you have whatever car you are making, when it is a Mini at least, and then you start making a car, building it up from inside. If a car comes like that, will it be a totally new car?
At the end, it is a totally new car, and it's a different purpose now. The car is bigger. We started this one coming from the inside, from the interior. The interior is now a proper space for a family. There's a bigger boot, so obviously it has outgrown the predecessor. And we said, as soon as we do this, we decided the new future Mini family, the cars are further apart from each other, so they need more differentiation in the design as well. So the Countryman doesn't look like a big brother, like a blown up copy of the small Mini. It has its own character. It's more mature, more stable, more present on the road, and it gives you more space. But you still, on the other hand, designing from the inside, you have the same elements, you have the round digital display in the middle, you have the toggle bar to operate everything on the car, and you have the steering wheel, which is the same through the whole family, also looking very Mini from the very first second on, and this is how we did it.
And I could imagine that maybe the customers are a little bit different also.
But big time, obviously there are different customers. Like I said, the spread is bigger, the Countryman is now a family car, so if you're a single person living in a city, you obviously would go for the Icon, but if you have two kids and you want to go with them to your countryside, then you obviously are a Countryman customer. Very different.